Well, this week we're looking back at 2023, but also ahead. For instance, today marks 7 months till the 2024 Olympics in Paris. Can't wait. Much about the Games is the same as when the Greeks threw a shot put, but much changes every 4 years as different sports are invited in. The Paris Games will feature 4 new sports: breakdancing, sport climbing, skateboarding, surfing. The list for the following Olympics in Los Angeles in 2028 has also been released, and there's a lot of excitement about lacrosse. It's the oldest organized sport in North America, perfected over millennia by Native American people. But the descendants of those players may not be able to be Olympians. The Haudenosaunee Confederacy, which represents the Iroquois, Mohawk, Oneida, Onondaga, Cayuga, Seneca, and Tuscarora players in upstate New York and Canada, has one of the best lacrosse teams in the world.
But the bronze belongs to the Haudenosaunee for the third straight World Championships. Austin Stotts, Randy Stotts leading the way.
That was the men's Haudenosaunee team clinching their third World Championship bronze medal in a row this summer. But the team doesn't represent a country, so the descendants of the people who created this game may not be able to get into the Olympics. We have 2 Haudenosaunee players. We've heard one of their names already, a star of the bronze medal winning team, Randy Stotts. Randy, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And also one of the up-and-coming talents for the women's team, Jalen Jimerson. Jalen, hello to you.
Hello, thanks for having me as well.
And Jalen, I know you're there in Buffalo, New York. Randy, you're up in the Six Nations Reserve up in Ontario in Canada. It's the largest First Nations Reserve in Canada. It's where the Six Nations live together. The Haudenosaunee Confederation itself extends down through upstate New York. Start with your reaction, Randy, when you heard that lacrosse was even going to be in 2028.
You know, obviously I was excited to see our sport get elevated to the world stage. It's incredible that our sport can be played, you know, with all the other countries. It's very exciting for the sport of lacrosse.
Well, tell me more about that. Did you grow up, you know, well, stupid question. You grew up knowing about lacrosse.
Yeah. So, I mean, where I come from on the reserve, you know, lacrosse has been a part of our culture and heritage forever. And for me growing up here, it's always been around me. My uncles played, my dad played. That's kind of where it got passed down to me. And I've been playing lacrosse basically since I was 3 years old, something I wanted to do and something I like to do. So I took that path and here we are.
Yeah. Jalen, how about you? What was your awareness of lacrosse?
I probably started playing around the time I would say I was 5 or 6 years old. I have an older sister who's 4 years older than me and obviously looked up to her my whole entire life. She's definitely one of my bigger role models. And when she just started picking up a stick, obviously, naturally, I wanted to follow suit. But girls lacrosse has been a very big debate for quite some time. It still is, like, to this day.
What do you mean, big debate?
Just in the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, there's a debate if girls should play lacrosse just because, you know, lacrosse is the medicine game and it is only really to believe that men should be playing it. So that
okay, I have to stop you again. The medicine game, what do you mean by that?
Randy, do you want to take that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, the medicine game is basically our ancestors believe that lacrosse was played to settle disputes, and basically it's been called the little brother of war. Mm. So, you know, the females didn't partake in these games. This was also played for ceremonies if people were sick or if different things were going on within the Confederacy. They would play a medicine game to help uplift the people and basically guide them to some positivity or different outlook on things.
Well, and now the spotlight on it, except maybe not on the Haudenosaunee Confederacy because of the IOC, the International Olympic Committee rules. So they have these strict rules on nationhood criteria. They make case-by-case decisions. Palestine and Puerto Rico are territories, not countries, but they were recognized. New rules say that the IOC may not let an entity in until the UN recognizes it as a country. Make the case that the Haudenosaunee should be able to compete to try to get in.
Well, I just think for me personally, you know, our ancestors created the game and brought this game, and it's been shared to like many different people, and it going to the Olympics was such a huge step forward. But for the Haudenosaunee not to be recognized and partake in the Olympic Games would be really unfair. You know, it's just like you're the creators of the game and you're going to have a sport, but without its creators is kind of just not really making sense to me. But obviously, like, I know there's a lot of requirements to go into it, so I just hope that we fit one of those requirements that allow us to play.
And here the men's team, you know, bronze winning, so certainly could compete. But would it be an insult, you know, to watch others play the game your ancestors created?
I think it would be a major insult. You look at the way we've been playing at the World Games right now, we have our own national anthem, our own flag, our own sovereignty. And if you look back in history, we were a sovereign nation from, you know, New York City to Montreal to Buffalo to where I am here in Six Nations. So that's a vast amount of land that's mm-hmm. been occupied by, you know, a sovereign group for hundreds of years. And for us to not be included, I think is disturbing. But there's a lot more that goes into that. It's pretty crazy to know that a lacrosse team is this political, in a sense, and it has that power to help elevate not only Haudenosaunee people, but Indigenous people all over the world.
Well, you got a big vote of confidence from President Joe Biden in a speech this month. It was part of the White House Tribal Nations Summit. Let's listen.
This fall, it was announced that lacrosse will once again be an official Olympic sport. And the Six Nations team asked to compete under its own tribal flag. And today, I'm announcing my support for that request.
Well, Jalen, you first. I'm assuming that felt good.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's really exciting to be recognized by the President of the United States. I think that was a really big step in the right direction.
I thought it was amazing. Like Jalen said, it's a big step forward for our team and our possibility of getting in, to have somebody in that position and that power to recognize us and be behind us is incredible. Hopefully that helps it actually happen.
Well, I just want to mention, you talk about the medicine game, also could be a war game, but also you've told us a show of gratefulness to the Creator. Can you just explain that spiritual part?
I can't speak for everybody, but for me, the way I look at it is like this game was given to me as a gift and it can be taken away from me just as fast as it was given to me. So I try to play with a clear mind and not be negative and help uplift myself, my team, my community to try to do the best I can out there because you only get so long to play the game. And while I'm playing it, I want to try to be the best person, the best player I can be while I'm out there.
And just real quick, both of you, I know, Randy, you've been competing on the national team for 15 years. We're talking about 28 games, you know, 2028 games. Will you age out? I'm sorry, but I just don't know. Will you be able to compete?
It's up to my body at this point. You know, I'm 31 years old and I've been playing this game for a long time at a high level. I would love to do that and to walk out there with the guys, but I can't really answer that question.
Well, and it's just, it underscores, make this decision, IOC, now for 2028. Don't wait till 32.
Yeah.
Because some of the people who've been playing it for so long. Jalen, do you allow yourself to picture yourself? Would you wear native wear?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, honestly, for me, I'll be 28 at that time, so.
Baby.
Yeah, I will be training for that, obviously. There's obviously like a next up and coming generation that a lot of good girls are coming up, which is super exciting. So, you know, if my time's out, like my time's out, but I think it'll just be exciting to be a part of like the process of getting there. You know what I mean? So whatever it takes to get there. But yeah, obviously if I was there, I definitely would be wearing, you know, my regalia from head to toe and as proud as I could be, because it would be just such an amazing experience that, you know, not many people get to do.
Yeah. That's Jalen Jimerson and Randy Stotts. They play for the Haudenosaunee National Lacrosse Teams, and they're hoping that the IOC allows them to compete, even though they're not a country. I want to wish you both the best with this. We'll keep following the story. Thank you so much, and best to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you. Appreciate it, too.
Here is some of the national anthem of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy. Can you imagine an orchestral version if they get to compete and maybe win gold? Stay tuned. It's here now.